This is the 48-page official Marion County voter pamphlet, A Voter's Guide to Local Candidates and Measures, Primary Election, May 20th, 2014. Ballots for this election will be mailed to registered voters on May 1st. Do not forget to sign your return ballot envelope. Voted ballots must be received in an elections office or an official Oregon ballot drop site by 8 p.m. May 20th, 2014. Remember, postmark does not count. This is from Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk, telephone 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Website www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Table of Contents. Ballot drop sites begins on page 3. Sample ballot, pages 6 through 9. Voting information is found on pages 5, 12, 15, 19, and 22. Voters with disabilities information, page 4. How to contact the elections office, page 42. Voter registration card and information, pages 44 through 47. Track your ballot, page 31. Candidate statements, pages 10 through 17. Measures and arguments, pages 18 through 41. Page 2, a message from the clerk. Dear Marion County voters, if you have not received your ballot by May 9th, please call us at 503-588-5041. This election requires 402 unique ballot styles. Your ballot will contain specific contests and measures based on your residential address. Please don't wait. Act now to be sure we have both your current residential and mailing address. You can now check and update this information online at www.oregonvotes.gov. Most prospective voters can also register online. You may also make the above changes and register at the elections office. Our election office is currently at the same location as it has been for 20 years, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, Suite 300 in Salem. However, the county commissioners have decided to move us to the second floor of the Courthouse Square in downtown Salem after this May election. This Oregon primary election has two purposes. All voters decide on candidates for nonpartisan offices and on local measures. Voters registered as Republican or Democrat also select people to represent their party in the November general election. If you are or know of someone who, because of reading impairment or disability, needs voting assistance, please contact us. We offer several options to help voters vote privately and independently. Some are listed on page 4. We also offer large print and tactile ballots. Independent Living Resources, 503-232-7411, will mail this voter pamphlet on CD or tape on request. This voter pamphlet is available in voice and text on our website. If you are temporarily out of Marion County and need a replacement ballot near or on Election Day, go to the nearest Oregon County Clerk's Election Office and access your ballot using their iPad. If you have your ballot with you, drop it off there, and they will timestamp and forward your signed ballot packet to us for counting. Observers are welcome in our office. Come watch democracy in action. Thank you for helping make democracy work by being informed and voting. Sincerely, Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Page 3, Official Marion County Ballot Drop Sites. Notice, a drive-through ballot drop site is located in the 500 block of Court Street on the north side of the Marion County Courthouse. Drive-through open Monday, May 19th and Tuesday, May 20th from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 20th, the drive-thru will close at 7 p.m. However, the walk-in ballot drop site located in the courthouse lobby will remain open until 8 p.m. All Marion County drop sites will be open during normal business hours beginning on May 1st and on Election Day, May 20th. They will remain open until 8 p.m. Here are drop site locations for Central and North County. Marion County Courthouse, 100 High Street Northeast, Lobby, Salem. Election Day, May 20th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Otherwise, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Marion County Extension Office, 3180 Center Street Northeast, number 1361 in Salem. Their hours, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Fridays. Marion County Public Works Office, 5155 Silverton Road, Northeast, Salem. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Oregon State Fire Marshal, 4760 Portland Road, Northeast, in Salem. Their hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Bank in Kaiser, 5110 River Road, North, Kaiser. Hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Fridays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kaiser City Hall, 930 Shemawa Road, Northeast, in Kaiser. Curbside drop box, 24 hours. Jervis City Hall, 592 4th Street in Jervis. Their hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Donald City Hall, 10710 Main Street, Northeast, Donald. Hours, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Fridays, 8 a.m. to noon. Hubbard City Hall, 3720 2nd Street, Hubbard. Hours, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., closed Fridays. Mount Angel Public Library, 290 East Charles Street, Mount Angel. Hours, on Tuesdays, from noon to 6:30 p.m., Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays and Fridays, noon to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., closed Sundays and Mondays. Silverton City Hall, 306 South Water Street, Silverton. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., U.S. Bank, St. Paul, 20259 Main Street, Northeast, in St. Paul. Hours, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Woodburn City Hall, 270 Montgomery Street, Woodburn. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Marion County Ballot Drop Sites for South and East County. Marion County Elections Office, inside service only, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Election Day hours, May 20th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. DMV, Sunny Slope Shopping Center, 4555 Liberty Road, South, number 300, Salem. Hours, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Saturdays. Almsville City Hall, 595 Main Street, Almsville. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Turner City Hall, 7250 3rd Street in Turner. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jefferson Fire Department, 189 North Main Street, Jefferson. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Staton Public Library, 515 North 1st Street, Staton. Hours, Monday and Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Wednesdays, noon to 8:30 p.m. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Fridays, noon to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sublimity City Hall, 245 Northwest Johnson Street, Sublimity. Hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Closed 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. U.S. Bank, Mill City, 400 North Santiam Boulevard, Mill City. Hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Ballots for Marion County voters will only be issued from the Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, Room 300, Salem. Remember, postmark does not count. Sign the return envelope. Page 4, Voters with Disabilities Information. Alternate Format Ballot. The Alternate Format Ballot, or AFB, is a voting tool that is available to voters with disabilities to vote privately and independently if they have access to a computer with a web browser and a printer. Call 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388 or the TTY-TDD number 503-588-5610 for more information. Accessible computer stations. To accommodate voters with disabilities that do not have access to the required technology to vote the AFB, we have two accessible computer stations, ACS. You must bring the ballot packet you received through the mail with you when using the ACS at either county site. The ACS is available at, number one, County Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem. To avoid delays, please call in advance, 503-588-5041. Number 2, County Licensing and Recording Division, 555 Court Street, Northeast, Suite 2130, Salem. Conveniently accessible to bus service, by appointment only. Hours, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments available May 12th through May 16th and May 19th and 20th. Appointments may be arranged by calling 503-588-5041. Voting assistance. Any voter can request assistance from the County Elections Office for help with marking a ballot. Call 503-588-5041. Or 1-800-655-5388 or the TTY-TDD number 503-588-5610 to request assistance. Marion County Voter Pamphlet. This voter pamphlet is available in a downloadable audio format. Go to our website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections, to download the files. You may also contact Independent Living Resources to obtain the audio voter pamphlet on CD or tape. Call 1-503-232-7411 to request the voter pamphlet in this media version. If you have questions about registration or voting, contact the Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem. Phone 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388, TTY-TDD line 503-588-5610, fax number 503-588-5383 or email elections@co.marion.or.us. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Page 5, Voting Instructions. To vote, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure, response, or candidate's name. You then have the option of making another choice. To vote a write-in, to vote for a candidate not printed on the ballot, fill in the box provided to the left of write-in and print the name of your choice on the line. Instructions for voting your ballot. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: printed ballot, a pre-addressed return envelope, secrecy envelope, informational insert, If any items are missing, contact Marion County Elections. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and it is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, mark through the address label like this. There's a slash going through the entire label. Return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Elections before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ballpoint ink pen. Do not use a felt tip pen to mark your ballot. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure, complete the box next to either the yes or no.